got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And the biblical question, my biblical question for this week, is a doozy. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is that right or wrong? I want to know. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And we are heard around the world by everybody. And they mama, if you're black, they mama. If you're white, their mama. So there are different time zones, so people got things to do sometimes, and they just can't sit and watch the show. Fret not. It's been made possible. He made it possible for you to listen to the show as it is happening. You can podcast, but you can still listen on your phone. Isn't that amazing? By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. You know what else is amazing? Manhood Hour's coming up in the third hour. And what else is amazing? Yesterday was 80 degrees in Los Angeles. The weather was amazing. 88, I'm told. I know it was hotter than 90 going north. It was hot. It was too hot to trot. So amazing weather right now. And they say it's going to be 90 today. We'll wait to see. But supposedly 90 degrees. I was talking to one of my family members back in Indiana yesterday. It was like 50-something there. It's like 50-something there in Indiana. I was like, really? I don't want to rub it in, but it's 80 here in L.A. 88. I didn't know it was 88, but 88 hate or something. But, and she was like, what the? Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle. And all of the hell that you feel, all of the fears, uncertainties, the worries, the doubts, the jealousy, the envy, the strife, the loneliness, suicidal thoughts, wanting to be like someone else, whatever, are all happening inside you. And it is not real. It feel real. Mighty real. I feel real. Mighty real. But it's not real. And it's amazing to me that it's not real. I'm waiting around for my friend and your friend and the world's friend, Bill Lockwood. Bill is here today. It's supposed to be today. It's the last of the month. And so when he's ready, they'll let me know and I get to him. But in the meantime, I got to ask the anchor baby this. I asked Hake and Derek already, my producer, this question. Hey, come and let me ask you again, too.
What do you got for us?
The experts. And this question is one that I contemplate on. I think about. And it's interesting. The one thing you do want to do, and you don't know, some of you don't know you want to do it, but you do want to do it. And most people don't want to do it, so it's not for you. Stay in your misery. Don't work on yourself. Just for those who want to overcome misery. So, Derek, those are Derek glasses?
I don't know.
Y'all have punchy today?
We have.
You have?
We have punchy today.
At 2 o'clock?
At 2 p.m. Pacific.
I wanted to ask... this is the Anchor Baby and the host of the American Anchor Baby Show over there, Nick.
What's up? Morning.
And the Anchor Baby is from 11 to 1 Monday through Thursday. And then another different time on Friday. He's an expert here. And then the American Anchor Baby, I mean, the Hake Report is a expert here on the show as well. And the Hake Report is from 9 to 11. And Fridays, the Anchor Baby Show is from 12 or 12:30 sometime, right after the fallenstate.tv. I want to ask you, Anchor Baby, how do you deal with the pounding, persistent thoughts, the I thoughts? How do you deal with the pounding, persistent I thoughts?
The I thoughts. That's a cool way of putting it. Well, I just got to watch them. Like, yeah, I know you say this a lot, but I've had to understand that in different levels, just how much I'm doing something. You just don't even know. And, like, for example, you telling us to let it pass the last week and those kinds of things. Or, for example, this week, is it right or wrong to interpret? You know, I don't have an answer yet, but throughout it, I'm saying, wow, I'm interpreting a bunch more than I even know. But once I see what I'm interpreting, that changes it, that flips it, and now I'm watching it. Now I'm outside of it. It doesn't have a sort of hold.
Amazing. How do you deal with the pounding, persistent I thoughts, Hake?
I cope.
What do you mean?
It's a popular word. It's a popular word when you lie to yourself or you say something that's to make yourself feel better, and it may or may not be true, and you call it cope. That's just cope.
And that's a social word?
No, it's a. Everybody uses it. All the young people use it. It's relatively young. But. I find a way to cope with the I thoughts.
Okay. Amazing.
Which an example is like, oh, no, I got punchy today. Or, oh, no, I need to get more sleep, or, oh, no. That type of I thoughts? Those are examples of I thoughts? Well, those are examples of worry thoughts.
So what?
Those sound pretty good as I thoughts.
Amazing.
Whatever.
I'll get to that a little bit more because Bill is ready now.
Oh, boy.
So I don't want to.
Sweet.
But I do want to deal with it. Derek said nobody pray around here. It's because we're praying, Derek, we're coming up with these things. We can see what's going on, buddy. Amazing. So we'll pick up on that.
Cool.
On the others. But I got to get to the one, the only, my friend, bond friend, the world's friend, the next president after Donald Trump, Bill Lockwood. Bill Lockwood is here. And Bill is the host of Patriot Pulpit and Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood. He is a preacher of Our Park Church of Christ in Texas. And I want to encourage you to support him at Ko-fi.com. Ko-fi.com.
Slash
Patriot Pulpit. Patriotic Pulpit. Patriotic Pulpit, not Patriot. Patriotic. Bill Lockwood is here. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well. How are you?
I'm great. I didn't know if I was on the right show or not. I heard you talking about I thoughts. I thought, what? I was absolutely lost. I thought, I hope you're not going to ask me about that.
Have you noticed the pounding persistent of I thoughts?
So what is it? What do you mean I thought? What's that? What are you talking about? I'm lost.
Have you noticed that all your thoughts are about you? I thought I was going to be different this year. I thought I'd be nicer. Or I thought I'd be mean. Or I thought this and I thought that. I thought one day this would happen. I am lonely. I am depressed. I am happy. I am sad. I am white. I am this and I'm that.
Okay.
Have you noticed the pounding persistence of the I thought?
Well, I suppose it's simply because I'm the one doing the thinking.
You're doing the thinking?
Sure.
And how do you do the thinking? How do you create the thoughts?
Well, you know what? That's a great question. Even scientists don't understand that because God created my mind, and the reasoning capacities that I have are not explainable by simply scientific ideas and scientific proof. It's only explainable by God Almighty. So he put it in me to be able to think.
So
to
why
reason.
Do you think you're doing the thinking if you... if God did it?
Well, God allowed me to do it. God has put it into me. God has allowed me to have a free will.
Do you think God, do God give you all the negative thoughts that you have to?
No, he's just giving me the freedom to think.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm not a machine. I'm not an automaton, that is to say, I'm not simply a machine that just goes down a track. I actually have freedom of thought. I actually can choose certain things to think, and I can choose certain things not to think. I can put things out of my mind. I can also choose to think about things, but I'm in control of that. And so that is to say, I'm just not a machine. I'm not. There are certain things regarding us of our nature, human nature, but God has given us the ability to think and to reason.
If you choose to think, why do you think about negative thoughts, thoughts that bring you fear at times?
Well, such as what kind of thoughts?
Thoughts that make you have fear that this is not going to work or that's not going to work. Or,
you know, sometimes that's good, Jesse.
Why do you create them?
Well, because sometimes that's good. Sometimes it's good to have fear.
And why?
Well, because it makes me react a lot more quickly. It makes me also focus upon the things that I should. It makes me be able to recognize when I need to flee. If I had no thought of fear, I would put myself in a lot of danger.
But God said, "Have no fear." Fear is not of God.
Yeah, well, he wasn't talking about things such as jumping off of a cliff or standing next to an edge where I might be blown off the Grand Canyon edge.
No, I wasn't thinking about physical fear.
Oh.
Inner fear.
Yeah, well, nevertheless, sometimes fear is still good because it causes me to redouble my efforts to strengthen myself.
The inner fear does?
Sure it does.
So if you didn't have the inner fear, you wouldn't work on yourself?
That's correct. So for example, if I'm going to get up and preach a sermon and have it memorized, I do have a haunting fear that I haven't put the time in, and I need to really study it, and I need to memorize it. I need to go over it over and over. But if I had no fear of that, I might get up there and forget what I'm going to say. Well, I would not put the time in.
And so it's that inner fear of God. Is that from God?
Well, God simply put all the thoughts in me. He gave me the ability to think and to reason and to make decisions. And so those decisions sometimes have to be driven by fear.
So if God said, so God gave you the, I understand the physical fear, you don't want to fall off a mountain somewhere, you're going to be kept, or you don't want to be in the hood or somebody attack you, right? But I'm talking about the inner fear. Did that come from God?
Well, in a roundabout way, it does, simply because God gave me the ability to think and to recognize that if I don't be faithful to God, then I can fall. Let him that thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12. So,
but he said, have no fear. Fear, well, I am not a fear. Have no fear. Fear is not from God.
Yeah, that's limited to the enemy, isn't it? That's limited to don't be fearful of the enemy.
What enemy? Sense,
Satan. We're in a war. We're in a war against Satan.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and I think that we shouldn't be fearful of that. We should be bold in that. But at the same time, we should recognize the fact that we have to prepare ourselves for war. And that's exactly what Christians need to be doing, prepare themselves.
Amazing. Let me just ask this one other question about that. I want to get into, because we were having a conversation about that, and I'm glad you heard it. Let me ask, who are you?
Who am I? You mean my identity?
Who are you?
Well, I'm a Christian made in the image of God.
But who are you?
Well, I don't know more to say than that, really.
So you're a Christian, that's the group that you belong to, and you're made in the image of God. What does that mean, made in the image of God?
Well, that gets back to the ability to have rational thinking. So when we're made in the image of God, only man is created in the image of God. Not all of creation was created that way. So only man created in the image of God. It means the fact that, number one, I have freedom of will. And the animate kingdom does not have freedom of will. They move simply by instinct only. And so we have freedom of will. We have moral sensitivity. I have the ability to think in moral terms, and I can put things together and recognize what is right and what is wrong. And so moral sensitivity is also part of freedom of also part of the fact that I'm created in the image of God. And number three, I have rational ability. I'm able to put things together. Rational thinking is only that which was given to mankind, and that's shows that I'm made in the image of God. So I have freedom of will. I have moral sensitivity. That is to say, not everyone acts on moral terms all the time, but I do know what morality is, and everybody has it. And then I have rational abilities. That is, I can think, and I can put things together and draw conclusions from evidence.
You mentioned that your man is created in the image of God. Is the woman created in the image of God?
Yes, you know, so both man and woman, that is mankind. So the statement in Genesis chapter 1 is God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he, him, male and female, he created them. So in the same statement it is made that created in the image of God, and then male and female, he created them.
Okay. Amazing. Bill, amazing discussion. Thank you. I want to get to what's happening in my country right now, and especially with this whole, the attack on ICE. President Trump is trying to do an amazing job by going out and picking up the illegals, people who are here illegally, and sending them back to their country. And there are people fighting against that. Before I play this first soundbite, what do you think about there are American citizens, or some of them are American, a lot of them are not, and including the politicians, some politicians, who are trying to stop Trump from protecting the American people. What do you think about that?
I think it is treasonous. I think it is absolutely treason for our elected officials to side with illegal immigrants and to side with illegal immigration and to side with people who are here illegally and to violate the very law that they have been sworn to uphold. I think it is treasonous. And we have many congressmen now doing that very thing. Or congresswomen, whatever. But I tell you, I think they need to be kicked out of office at the very least. But that's what's happening. We are in an upheaval, and it's a communist takeover by the left. The Democrats have gone completely communist, which is where they've been going all these years. And now they are there, and they're really creating the turmoil and upheaval in America. And so they're siding with the illegal immigrants and violating the very law, the U.S. code, that they have been sworn to uphold. I tell you, we're in a bad place.
I believe you when you say it's treason. Is there anything that Trump can do about this for these politicians breaking the law, really, to support illegal aliens? Is there anything other than the citizens, the voters voting them out? Is there anything else that can be done about it?
Well, I think the Republicans in Congress, Republicans themselves, need to bring up the cases of treason and put them out before the Congress and let the Congress start handling it.
Yeah.
And I think Trump needs to talk about it. This is treasonous. This is anti-American. It's anti-law. It is lawlessness. And it is led by the Democrats. And how can someone be a Democrat? I have no clue at this point.
Yeah, it's madness.
It is.
Here is a soundbite. I don't know if you can see it, but you'll be able to hear it. Here's a soundbite of a few Democrats being arrested for protesting against ICE. This is from Fox and ABC News.
Again, we're following breaking news right now. Now, take a look at this video. It's just into Fox 5 showing New York City comptroller and mayoral candidate Brad Lander being arrested by ICE. Now, this happened at an immigration court hearing in Lower Manhattan. He was trying to accompany a person out of a courtroom. The person Lander was walking out of the courtroom also arrested.
Well, where is it?
But the fact of the matter is a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your
Congresswoman LaMonica McIver, who challenged President Trump's deportation policies, has now been indicted on federal charges, this over a clash with law enforcement outside of the Delaney Hall ICE Detention Center in Newark last month. At the time, Newark Mayor Ros Baraka was arrested, but those charges were dropped. McIver is now charged with 3 counts of assaulting and interfering with the federal agents. In a statement tonight, McIver calls the charges a brazen attempt at political intimidation, and she intends to plead not guilty.
This is so evil and so wrong. I don't know what to do with it. What are these Democratic politicians expecting to get out of this? Why are they doing it?
Well, they want the same thing that's happening in New York, Jesse, in my estimation, and that is they want a communist takeover. They want communism, and that's where they are today, socialism. The leaders of the Democratic Party are endorsing Mondani. Yeah. They're endorsing him. That's where their mind is. That's where they have been headed all along. when you violate the law in the direction that they have, and they have, listen, from the time of Franklin Roosevelt, the conservatives in the country, even the conservatives on the Supreme Court, called his plans, the New Deal, socialism. But we have refused to call it that. We just call it progressivism. We try to tone it down. Yeah. And he's a progressive, and he's a conservative, and he's a progressive. And so we just kind of lose ourselves in what is what and who is what. But it is all socialism. And the only difference between socialism and communism is the barrel of a gun. Socialism is communism. Karl Marx was a socialist. He called himself a socialist. He called himself a scientific socialist because he felt that the theory of evolution was behind him. But be that as it may, he called himself a socialist. That's what these Democrats, that's what all of them are. They're socialists, which are basically communists, but they just haven't really pulled off the mask yet. So that's the people we need to unmask in this country.
Knowing that socialism is evil, it doesn't work, it's about control and all that, why do the Democrats think that socialism is better than capitalism? Why are they socialists? In a country like America, they know it doesn't work. It hasn't worked anywhere, anytime. Why do they want it?
You know what? A lot of people in America, including a lot of political leaders, are nothing more than cannon fodder in the sense that they are simply swept away by the movements of the time. And that is, they can't think for themselves. They don't study for themselves. They don't recognize for themselves what these things are. But here's something interesting to note regarding it. And that is that socialism begins with anti-God. There is no God.
Right.
The textbooks on socialism written 100 years ago and 50 years ago begin with the concept that marriage itself is a construct that was made by man himself, and it was done in order to protect his private property. In other words, they take the Bible and they throw it out the door, and they say, we don't accept God's word at all.
Yeah.
So it begins in an atheistic setting. That's what socialism is. And that's where they're headed. That's where they have been. Consequently, they're at war. They're at war with Christianity. That's what's going on here in our country. And the sad thing is, so many Christians have not awakened to the fact that we are at war. And that's what's going on. We're already at war. And the Democrat leaders are in favor of it. So they have, for example, and you ask why, since it doesn't work, because they're not necessarily getting it to work, because there is a class of people in a communistic, socialistic society, Jesse, that are always going to do well, and that is the leadership. The leadership always does well.
Yeah.
It doesn't, but who doesn't? Me and you. We don't do well. The leadership, those people who are elected to office, they're the ones who do well, just as we have going on in Congress now. But once you begin with an anti-God position, then they become at war. They're just Satan's minions, and they're at war with Christianity and with free enterprise and freedom. They're at war with it. And so it doesn't matter whether it works or not. They hate Christianity.
Yeah.
For example, Mondami and Muslims in New York, they're all for him. Why? Well, is it because they're communists? Well, in a sense that they are, but you have communists who are anti-God, Muslims who believe in Allah, but they all join forces because they have one enemy, Christianity, you and me.
Amazing. Let me take a quick break. Bill Lockwood is here, 888-777-5773. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. A little, just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Welcome back. 888-777-5773. Bill, give out, before I get back into the discussion here, give out your website and let the folks know how they can help you and all that.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Jesse. Well, the radio show is actually a podcast, not radio. It's a Patriotic Pulpit, patrioticpulpit.com. It's found on YouTube, and you can also find it on Spotify app, as well as Amazon Music app. You can find it there. And then to support me, you go to Ko-fi. What is it? Ko-fi/.com. I've forgotten.
Yeah.
It's pretty new, so I don't have it memorized.
It's ko-fi.com/patrioticpulpit.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. And that's it. So it's a Ko-fi account. Yeah.
Right. Amazing. You were mentioning Mondami in New York. I have a question before you get into that. For you, from someone, it says, ask Bill if he believed people would change if they knew it was socialism, or do the people want socialism?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, yes.
You know, my view at this point is that they would not change, because now the covers are coming off, and they're taking off the masks, so to speak, and saying, yeah, okay, we believe in socialism. So Democratic leaders, Hakeem Jeffries, as well as others, have endorsed Mondani in New York, and he himself is a communist / socialist. That's what he is. So they are endorsing him. Well, several years ago, that would not have been possible, because the people were not softened up to it yet enough.
Right.
But so not only that, but in the colleges and universities, the professors in many universities largely are Marxist and have been teaching Marxism, which is what we're seeing in the streets right now as people getting out in the streets. And it gives people a cause. People need a cause for which to live, Jesse, and the cause, of course, is Jesus Christ and standing up for his word and his church and his truth. However, people need a cause, and so when people have neglected that, then the cause for which they're now marching is the socialism and the communism. So that brings a unifying factor to them, and so they have a cause for which to march. So at this particular point, I think that to tell them, hey, this is socialism and communism, no, that I don't think it would change them. However, I will add this caveat. They absolutely, the left is so ignorant about the terms that they use. They call the right, for example, fascists, Nazis. They don't even know what a fascist is.
Right.
Fascism is on the left. Nazism is on the left. It is a species of socialism. That's what those terms are. Communism, Nazism, and fascism are all on the left. So, but they're all species of the same thing. Some of them are not as far as the others, and that's. But the charge of fascism arose in the ranks of communism back in the days of Stalin. or Lenin, actually Lenin and Stalin. And in those days, they charged people who were not completely with them as fascist. Well, did that mean that the fascists were on the right, they were constitutionalists, that they were God-believing and Bible-believing people who wanted limited government? No, no. The fascists were simply people who did not go as far as they did. They wanted a contract between the government and private enterprise, a joint togetherness with them. And so there's a union of government and private enterprise joining together, and that makes fascism. Well, if that be the definition of it, America is basically already fascist, because we can't even start our own business any longer without having the government coming in and controlling and manipulating how much we're paid, how many hours you work, what kind of people you hire, what their color is, what their nationality is, what their background is. They're telling you what you must do. That is the definition of fascism. So, no, we're not standing for it. I don't think that's correct, but that has nothing to do with constitutional conservatives.
Why do the conservatives allow the Democrats to call them that, when the conservatives know it's the Democrats who are socialism, communism, and all that? Why do they go along with it?
You know, for about 40 years, we have changed the, we have, okay, just let me back up and say it this way. In a debate, in any kind of debate situation, if you allow the other side to set the table, to make the terms of the debate, then you're always starting off on a deficit.
Yeah.
That is, if I'm going to debate you on any proposition, we both need to agree on the proposition. But we have allowed the leftist in America, from the time of Woodrow Wilson, to set the table and tell us how we're going to refer to their positions and their philosophies and their policies. So what we've done is say, okay, they're progressives. So we've allowed that to take place. And so we've gone on, and we allow that continually to go through. And that has gone on continually. So we'll call them simply leftists or progressives. But that we have never called it socialism, which is what it was when FDR was in office. The Supreme Court justices said, this is socialism. They recognized it. The conservatives all in America were upset about the New Deal because it was socialistic. But they didn't want to call it that, because that scares everybody and runs everybody off. So we call it progressivism, and so we let it go that way. And same thing with Lyndon Johnson, and same thing moving on down the line now. They're saying, yeah, okay, now we're taking the mask off, and it is. Oh, yeah, you have always been a socialist. That's what it is, it's socialism. That's why Bernie Sanders has fit in so well to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's always been a socialist.
This guy Mondami, is he Muslim?
I think that he is. I believe that's the case. Am I wrong on that?
I think he is. I think he's an Allahu Akbar person. But my concern is,
okay,
it's been said that the Muslims want to conquer the world. And if Mondami is a Muslim, and they have allowed all these Allahu Akbar people into our country and our universities and things like that, right? And Mondami is Muslim, and he become the mayor of the city, like Chicago, I mean, like New York. Isn't that another step, or is it? I don't want to put words in your mouth. Is that another step of the Muslim conquering the Christians and the Jews?
Absolutely. So Islam divides all of the world into two camps, two houses, the house of Islam, the house of war. You're either in Islam or we're at war with you. So everyone in the world is either in the house of Islam or in the house of war. If you're not Muslim, then they're at war with you. And every means possible is the way to conquer in this war. So that's exactly what's going on. So we had, for example, an advisor in the Pentagon, I believe he was in the Pentagon, at the time that George Bush and 9/11 attacks occurred. Before that, his name was Robert Spencer. Robert Spencer is an expert on Islam. I used to have him on my radio show several times, along with Pamela Geller. They know Islam inside and out. However, after 9/11, George W. Bush came out and said, because it was so politically correct, he said, well, Islam is a religion of peace, in spite of the fact that Americans had just seen war declared on our nation by a group of Muslims who are here to destroy us. But Islam is a religion of peace. And so at that point, I mentioned earlier that we allow always the other side to set the table. So they say, well, there's only radical Islam and there's peaceful Islam. So there might be a radical Islam and there might be a peaceful Muslim. Radical Muslims versus peaceful Muslims. The truth is, there's only one perfect Muslim, and that was Muhammad. And he was a man of war. And as a person is in Islam, the farther he gets into it, the more he becomes the man of war. It is true that not every person that we meet who is a Muslim might want to right now kill us. That's true. I understand that. But if you look at the countries where Islam has taken over, they don't allow the peaceful Muslims to stay. You either become radicalized with them or you yourself are killed. They get rid of those because that's the teaching of Muhammad. That's how Muhammad did it. When Muhammad died, there was not one person on the peninsula of Arabia who disagreed with the man. That is not because of freedom. That is not because of peaceful Islam. That is because Islam is at war with the rest of the world, and it is a totalitarian system akin to communism. It is communism with a religious edge. That's all that it is. Muhammad himself said that paradise is under the shades of the sword. That is simply to say that they're at war with any country or any person or any community that is not Islam.
That's amazing. I've had Robert Spencer and Pamela Geller on the show many times, so I'm very familiar with them. So according to, I haven't heard the speech yet, but MSNBC is reporting that Mandama speak on his identity as a Muslim. Why are there more Christians in the world or Muslims?
Well, it depends upon how we are going to identify Christians. You know, people say there are a lot of Christians, but frequently that simply means people who just take the name of a Christian and are not really Christians, or they might be way off yonder in some far-fetched religious organization, which I consider the Roman Catholic Church to be. So as far as New Testament Christians, there are far fewer New Testament Christians than there are Muslims. And right now in America, Christianity is on the decline.
Yeah.
Islam is on the incline.
And Rita, ask because I'm wondering, why is it so easy for another religion to take over a Christian country? We are a Christian nation, right? Why is it so easy for another religion who is anti-Christian, why is it so easy for them to just come into a Christian nation and take it over like this? It's crazy to me.
Well, I suppose that gets back into the nature of man. Just like Benjamin Franklin said when he came out of the Constitutional Convention, he said, we have a republic if you can keep it. And that meant that we have to be diligent to keep the republic that we've created. And we have to be diligent to train our children in the way that they should go. And we need to talk about the Lord when we sit down and when we rise up, and we walk in the way and we sit in the house. That was from Deuteronomy chapter 6. But if we are not diligent to teach, to train, and to defend the principles of Christianity, then we're setting ducks for anyone. And so what has happened in my view in America is that we've become so slothful, we've become so at ease in Zion, just like in the Old Testament, the Jews, it took them maybe one, two generations and boom, they were gone. because they simply mixed with the peoples of the world, and the inclination of individuals is to go downhill. And that's what we've done.
That's amazing. So I've noticed, and I don't know if this is totally true yet, but it seemed to be, that the Democratic Party has been taken over by predominantly black females. And these black females are socialist, angry, out of control, God-hating to the core. And if that's true, if that's why it's so easy for Muslim to come in and take over America in this way?
Well, that's part of the reason. That's part of... Here's an example that just goes along with that. So Brandon Johnson, who's the mayor of Chicago, as well as Pritzker, J.B. Pritzker, who's the governor of Illinois, made the statement recently, said that the ICE is simply arresting people because of skin color. That is, because they're racist. They call the whole program racist.
Yeah.
So what happens? Okay, we have used the word racist for about 40 years in America, and it has just caused everybody to backpedal. No, I'm not racist. No, I'm not racist. And everybody tried to defend themselves of being racist and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
When in point of fact, racism has nothing to do with it. It just so happens that people coming across from Mexico or from South America are indeed brown skinned. That's what they are. So it has nothing to do with, okay, I'm going to arrest a person who's brown skinned simply because they're brown skinned. It's going I'm going to arrest them because they're here illegally. Call it what you will. You may call it racist if you want to, but that's wrong.
Yeah.
But that's how they get you to roll back and say, well, no, wait a minute. I don't want to be a racist. And so everybody's afraid of being called a racist. So that's what the black women have done. The question that you ask about black women, that's what they want also. They want you to be able to accuse you of being a racist and a sexist being against them. So we've divided up society along those sexist and racist lines. By the way, which is a communist tactic. Communism from the initial get-go was dividing up the world or the country, any country in which it invaded, dividing up the country between the bourgeois, that is the elite, those the property owners, and the proletariat, the workers down here. So they divided everybody up. No middle class, they divided everybody up. And they created such unrest in the proletariat against the bourgeois. But that did not work. So in the law schools in the 1960s, they changed the tactics of communism. And communism, instead of dividing up the country, Jesse, between the bourgeois and the proletariat, they divide up the country along racial lines. So it's all black versus white, male versus female, and straight people versus homosexual. And so they divide people along racial and gender lines. And so they create division along gender lines and racial lines.
Yeah.
Therefore, people are always running around trying to say, okay, I want to hire a black person here. I want to hire a woman here because it looks good. So in the Air Force, for example, or in the military, the pressure has been tremendous upon military people to have women in leadership roles. So they have that on movies, Tom Cruise movies. It'll have women who are commanders of ships and aircraft carriers. And the pressure is tremendous. Robert Bork writes about this in his book, Slouching Towards Gomorrah, where he points out that they've lowered the levels that they have for pilot training in order for a woman to be in the cockpit. And what happened? Well, they started having crashes. So, but what's happened? Why do they do that? Because communism has divided the country along those racial and gender lines. And so they make everybody scared to think, well, I've got to do something to bring more women along. I've got to do something to bring more blacks along. But so that's how we can't think like, okay, who's most qualified for the job?
Amazing. So this is from Super Chat. Hey, Mike Young. This is from Mike Young. Thank you, Mike. Mike want to know your thoughts, Bill, on the government shutdown.
Well, number one, I do believe it is a Democrat shutdown.
It is.
It's just absolutely Democrat shutdown.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, I believe it does show that the Democrats do not care for the working man at all, in spite of the fact that that's what they've ridden on for all of these years. The Democrats are for the working man, the Republicans for the rich man, blah, blah, blah. Bunch of nonsense. They don't. They're not for that. What they're about is power.
Yeah.
And so the government shutdown is occurring because the Democrats, in spite of the fact that this is the very bill that they've put forward, the continuing resolution, that they themselves have voted for themselves a number of times in the past, now they're not voting for it because they want to include illegal aliens and others in the healthcare system that they created by lies,
yeah,
and deception. Obama created it by lies and deception. That's how it was. And even though conservatives such as myself and yourself were always warning, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
Socialism doesn't work. And so at any rate, this is exactly, so I think the government shutdown is a Democratic shutdown.
And I hope it stays down long enough so that when it come back, it'll come back as a smaller government.
Well, I hope so. I think Trump is using it to shrink the government just a little bit.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Bill, we ran out of time. Give out your website or whatever else information you want to give out there.
Sure. So the show that I do, the podcast, is Patriotic Pulpit. It's a .com address, but it actually is on Spotify app as well as Amazon Music app. It is also, you can find it on YouTube, Patriotic Pulpit. I do have my sermons. I preach in the Churches of Christ every Sunday morning, and my sermons are on YouTube as well, but that is Iowa Park Church of Christ, and it's iowaparkcoc.org. Or you can find it probably easier by Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood.
Okay.
And you can find it that way. Then my coffee account or Ko-fi account is that which we've given earlier to support me, which is, and you know it better than I do.
Yeah, I have it right here. It's ko-fi.com/patriotic pulpit.
Okay, very good.
Amazing, huh?
Yes, it is, yeah.
We have about 2 minutes left. Can you say hello to Maze?
Oh, I'd love to say hello to Maze. Hello, Maze.
Oh, Maze, you're on the air with Bill Lockwood.
Hello, heathen.
Hey, Maze.
Lockwood, I have a question for
Maze
you.
Maze is calling you a heathen.
I said heathens. I didn't only say one. But anyway, I only have
both of us.
I have a question that you did all of that rhetoric about the Muslims. Why do we have a Muslim giving the president a plane? You know, what
are
we supposed to do?
Saudi Arabia gave President Trump, one of those Muslim companies gave Trump an airplane. She want to know, what do you think about that, since you complained about the Muslims?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm always happy to take gifts from the devil.
So that's where devil
is
always.
Absolutely, Bill. Hold on, man. Yeah. Go ahead, Bill.
I was just going to say, if the devil gave me a bunch of money, I'm going to take it. You know, but I'm happy to take money out of the enemy scam.
I want to take it. And then you keep talking about the parties. What is the plan for the Republicans? They keep talking about the Democrats. What is the plan? Going back 40 years ago? At this time, everything's changing. Everybody should own something.
What is the plan of the Republicans to do specifically what?
Whatever. You keep talking about the Democrats. What is the Republican plan?
The Republican plan is to get us back to freedom.
What
get
is
us
that?
Back to liberty. What does that mean? That means government. Oh, that means, Maze, that means government.
Thank you, okay. Bill. Sorry about that. We're out of time.
Okay.
Thank
you.
I have a question, Jesse, that I was going to ask you yesterday.
All right. Hold on, Maze. Thank you, Bill. Back in a moment. Hate news. Sorry about this.
That's
listening, I start just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express. Because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
a whole lot of mess going on in this old world. What a mess. Shout out to Bill Lockwood and Jesse Lee Peterson, the dynamic duo. Great first hour here of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's the end of hour one, and it is Wednesday, the 29th of October, AD 2025. Hang tight, callers. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, and we'll get to more of your super chats as well as your calls and some great stories. But it is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports every traffic air traffic controller, ATC, in the United States received $0 pay stub this week, marking their first missed paycheck of the nearly month-long government shutdown. Nice. It highlights the mounting strain on so-called essential federal employees required to report to work without compensation, which they knew going into it, or at least they signed up for it. And Hurricane Melissa is huge. Hurricane Melissa made landfall in Cuba earlier today as an, quote-unquote, extremely dangerous Category 3 hurricane. It was a Cat 5 earlier. It slammed into Jamaica. More than 700,000 people been evacuated over there in Cuba, I guess, according to the... it's a Category 3 hurricane per the National Hurricane Center. But 700,000 people been evacuated as officials warn of a life-threatening flash floods and landslides, I guess, in Cuba. This comes after Melissa struck Jamaica on Tuesday, yesterday, causing extensive damage and prompting the prime minister there, Jamaica has a prime minister, to declare the country a disaster area. Is that a power grab or is it real? The storm is responsible for at least 7 deaths, as I reported yesterday, across the Caribbean, and is forecast to move through the Bahamas later today as a strong Category 2 hurricane. So pretty crazy, huh? President Trump is over in Asia still, I guess. He met with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung, L-E-E, new word J-A-E, new word M-Y-U-N-G, today on the final leg of his Asia tour. Lee presented Trump with the country's highest honor, a medal usually reserved for South Korean leaders. He was gifted a replica of an ancient golden crown. Trump was given. Earlier, Trump addressed the business leaders at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, saying he had signed groundbreaking agreements with Malaysia, Cambodia, and Japan during his trip. He added the U.S. has pretty much finalized a trade deal with South Korea, which I think I heard about. And he added the U.S. Oh, on Thursday, Trump is set tomorrow to hold a high-stakes summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Nice. The president also said he would not, after all, meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, despite earlier floating that possibility. Maybe next time. And Trump, third term, he was just kidding around, you know. Trump said it's pretty clear the U.S. Constitution does not permit him to run for a third term in office, at least at this point, maybe, I don't know. Following days of speculation prompted by claims from allies, there might be a way for him to run again. Based on what I read, I guess I'm not allowed to run, so we'll see what happens, said Trump. Nice, to reporters, hours ago aboard the Air Force One. Mike Johnson, you know that nicey-nice Christian, he's the House Speaker. He said Tuesday he had spoken with Trump about the possibility of seeking a third term, but he sees no path for it as any change to the Constitution would be well after Trump's left office. Trump has joked about running for a third term. Trump 2028 hats on display at a room near the Oval Office. So we don't know. Nice. And peace in the Middle East, or at least for a week or something. Less than 3 weeks after the Gaza ceasefire took effect, Israel unleashed a barrage of strikes on the enclave, accusing Hamas of violating the truce. Israeli-based Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu instructed the powerful strikes for Tuesday. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour, next hour. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy, is for those who want to know themselves. Know thyself. But for those who don't want it, it's not for you. Really, just laugh at it, pay attention, and go on with your misery. You have a right to stay in your hell. But for those men and women around the world who want to overcome misery, hell, misery is hell. It's for you. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Amazing question. Yes, Jesse, that's an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you can podcast the show. You may have to go to the gym, or you may have to go and drop your children off at a socialist communist school because you don't love them and you don't feel like bothering the children. You want to go to work because you get more credit at work. And, or you just go on shopping, whatever. You can podcast the show, but while you're on your way to wherever you're going or you're at your location already, you can podcast, you can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats. Amazing. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Manhood, I was coming up next. I want to go back to Maze, and then I want to get to some super chats and your phone calls. Maze was talking to Bill Lockwood. We had to let Bill go as I was gone. Maze out of Dayton, Ohio. Go ahead, Maze. Thanks for holding you on the air.
Hey, no, I'm confused about it.
I'm sorry?
Something you said yesterday about the spirit going from the woman to the man. Could you explain that one again?
Because the nature of evil lives inside the mother, inside the woman. When the mothers are pregnant, if they're angry, that spirit can be passed on to the children inside the womb. Or when the children are born.
I didn't say children.
Children are born because the spirit of evil dwells in the woman and they're angry and out of control, they pass on that evil spirit to the children.
When you said go through the father. Are you just saying it wasn't about children? It was that the spirit comes from the mother, goes to the father. And I'm saying, what father? If you don't have any children.
Right. If you have children, one of the reasons that men can't handle women, their wives or girlfriends and wives, because they have not overcome the spirit of the mother. And so they marry their mothers. The same spirit that's in the mother is in the wife, because you become attracted to what you hate. And that's why, and so men, they try to get away from that mother spirit, but they don't know that the only way to overcome it, they got to face their mothers and forgive her. It's not her, but it's the spirit of evil in her.
Oh, and that's what you say. So I misunderstood what you said. I was thinking you said the spirit goes from the woman to the man, and I was wondering, to the father. I'm like, what father? Are you talking about God the Father? Are you talking about man married to a woman? Because everybody's not married.
Right.
And everybody's
children. No, every male, as well as every female, every male has the spirit of their mother. Because that's why God said all who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. There has to be a second birth if you really want life. So meaning that you got to forgive your mothers because they can help it, not them. Their mother passed it on to them. And God will forgive you and return you back to the spirit of the Father, which is his spirit.
Really? But they don't have his spirit, because if they had his spirit, it would be a whole different world. And my last...
And you're right about that. If there were, if
it was a good spirit,
all human beings had the spirit of God, that would be perfect love. There would be total peace on earth. You're right about that.
And man messes it up all the time, but you just won't admit it. But my last question.
Well, men and women mess it up because of ego, is the nature of evil, it is very destructive. There's no peace in it.
I had another question.
So men and women mess it up. You agree with that?
Men and women mess it up. Yes, men and women do mess it up.
My producer want to know if you are a Christian.
No. And I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Catholic. I'm spiritual. I'll put it that way.
You spiritual? Yes,
that's why I say I want to hate you and something won't let me.
What do you mean you're spiritual? What is spiritual?
I believe in God laws and that means, because they're too evil and wicked.
But how do you know you're spiritual?
Well, I don't know. Something won't let me hate you, so there's something telling me something there.
But how do you know you're spiritual?
Just because I talk to you.
How do you know you're spiritual?
And what did I just say?
You said you were spiritual because of God's law, but...
Law. And then the things that I do and see, because I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
That's how you know you're spiritual?
Spirit. Yes, it's a spirit that won't let me hate you.
Do you love all people?
That had nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
No, do you love all people?
Yes, I love all people.
And so that's...
And I don't like animals. I don't like dogs, cats, and monkeys, and all those kind of things. No, I don't.
Because you're black. I understand that one.
Nothing wrong with my blackness. That's the way God made me, so that's what I'm going to have to deal with until the day he take my breath. Not man. So, and I have one more question for you.
Okay.
If there was no Democrats and no Republicans, no liberals and no whatever, what would people do? Would they be normal people?
There would be peace on earth.
Really?
Yeah.
Because if you take Trump, he was a Democrat before he was a Republican. So when he gave to the people like Al Sharpton and all of those when he was a Democrat, which people get it confused. So now he's with the Republicans and he's giving to them.
What is he giving to the Republicans?
I don't know why they're all upset saying...
What is he giving to the Republicans?
What?
What is he giving to the Republicans?
I said he donated to the Republicans. He's with them. Like,
what is he giving to the Republicans?
He pardoned a whole lot of the crooked ones.
No, I'm asking you, what is he giving to them?
Same thing he gave the Democrats.
You name what he gave Al Sharpton and...
He donated
money. Jesse Jackson and all those guys. What has he given to the Republicans?
He donated money to the Democrats. And he donated
to
the...
what?
He donated to the Democrats and he donated to the Republicans.
How do you know he donated to a Republican?
Really?
Yeah, how you know that?
That's Steve Bannon.
How do you know he donated to the Republican?
I see Steve Bannon as I see Jesse Jackson.
May.
What?
How do you know he donated to the Republican? What's your proof?
My proof. He's in the party and he's running it now. And he's been running before he became president. He ran
over. What's your proof that he donated to the Republicans?
His donation.
What now donation?
You go find out.
What donations?
Go find out what he did for Adam.
Where you get that from that he donated to the Republicans?
The same place they got it that he donated to Al Sharpton and them.
Where is that?
You tell me and you show that to me.
You know what said it. Where's the proof? Where's your proof? Where'd you get that from? Where'd you get that from that the Great White Hope donated to the Republican?
The Republican Party?
Yeah.
Really? So you go look it up and you can find it for yourself.
No, where did you get it from? Tell me where you got it from and then I'll look there.
Same place it came from that he gave to ALM.
Where'd you get where?
When he was friends with Hillary and Bill.
Where'd you get it from, Mace?
Where'd I get it from?
Uh-huh.
The same place you got where he gave to Adam.
Mace, where did you get that one more time? Where'd you get that from that Donald Trump donated? Trump donated to the Republican?
Al Trump ain't to my Al Trump donated to no Republican.
Mace, where'd you get that from that Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, donated to the Republicans?
The Republican Party.
Where'd you get that from?
The New York Times and all the newspapers.
So you read in the New York Times that Donald Trump donated to the Republican, right?
Go back in the archives and find out.
Mays.
What?
You read in the New York Times
Donald
Trump donated to the Republican Party. Are you saying that?
You want to go around the bush and all around the corner.
I want to be clear. So I know exactly where to look.
I am clear.
Are you saying that Donald Trump, in the New York Times, if you read the New York Times, it's going to say that Donald Trump donated to the Republican Party?
Yes. It will say who he donated to, just like he donated to the Democratic Party.
And you read in the New York Times that Donald Trump donated to the Republican Party?
It's in the archives, yes. It's so easy to do.
Mate.
Mate. What? Yeah, this is funny. Don't try me like that. I'm not black and slow.
You read in the Mays read in the New York Times from Dayton, Ohio. Mays read in the New York Times.
Near my computer.
Mays read in the New York Times that.
Next to my computer.
Mays read in the New York Times that Donald Trump donated to the Republican Party. Right.
And I want Jesse to prove
Mays,
me wrong.
Mays.
I want you to prove
Mays.
Me wrong.
Mays. One last time, Mays from Dayton, Ohio, read in the New York Times that Donald Trump donated to the Republican Party, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just wanted to know exactly where did you get that from. That makes sense?
And you can also go into the
article. Does that make sense?
His donations and who he donated to and when he was a Democrat and when he was now he's a Republican.
Okay.
And you find that out too. I like for people to use their brain and their mind and not let people think for them.
Right on.
And so forget that you're a Republican or a Democrat, a liberal or a conservative, and be a person.
Right on. Thank you, Mays.
Let your spirit set you free.
There you go.
To my special people, like Rick and those kind of people. I'm special. They're like my ill and uninformed people.
You said you're special people?
They're special.
Oh,
okay. Very.
Either live
by the light. Have a good one,
Jesse. All right. Thank you, Mace. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
A late coming super yesterday from Serendipitous asks, our fellow brilliant speaker, anger justified or evil, Jesse? Thoughts? Thanks for all what you do.
What is that?
Asking if our fellow brilliant speaker's anger is justified or evil.
Who is that?
Somebody, some other host or something. Some other person.
Oh, I don't know. Because I don't know who you're talking about. But I can tell you this, though. Anger is never, ever, ever, but never justified. There is no reason ever, not in one situation or any situation, no matter what, there's never a justification for evil, for anger. Anger is evil. And anyone, whether you know it or not, accept it or not, believe it or not, anyone that has any iota of anger is separated from God, and you will never know God. Anger is evil. It's the nature of evil. Amazing. So no, there's never a justification for anger. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Serendipitous.
Yeah.
Danny's bought a coffee. All right, Jess and the lads, did you hear President Trump use the F word in the same spirit he used the word hate? Did you know some people call him King? Some call him the Great White Hope? Some call him Big Daddy Trump? Say it, James. What manner of man is this?
The wind and the sea obeys him. But and I don't know if he I may have heard him use that word. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Once every so often, not multiple, not seven times in one sentence.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki bought five coffees. By the way, the advice you gave me about being good is among the best pieces of advice I've ever heard from anyone. Thank you kindly. White thanks hands.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Just stay with it. Really. I'm telling you, don't stop that straight and narrow path. Don't give up. Don't stop no matter what. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. Lori, hey, Jesse, just watched your interview on Rattlesnake TV, Jake Julius.
Oh, that was fun.
TV, a couple of days ago.
That was amazing. That was a grown-up discussion.
Indeed.
It really was a grown-up discussion. Rattlesnake TV, Jake Rattlesnake TV. Amazing. Thank you.
And I liked when you said you don't see yourself as alpha or beta. You dropped the alpha identity. Nice, says Lori.
Believe you me. Do what you want with this one, too. But believe you me. You don't want any identities. Identities are the problem. It keeps you away from knowing who you really are when you hold on to any identity. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Valeria, coffee has my body feel excited. Should I stop drinking coffee then? I stopped smoking weed because I want to be present. This is Valeria.
Amazing. I wouldn't, if you're drinking coffee to forget, if you're drinking it to escape, then I wouldn't recommend it. But if you're drinking it just for some energy or something, that's different. Amazing. Stay with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Valeria. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Identity Christ Is asks, is celebration, quote unquote, worship? Basically, when you're celebrating something, is it the same as worshiping it? He asks.
Repeat that.
Is celebration worship? When you're celebrating something, is it the same as worshiping it?
I don't understand that question.
Okay, and I wanted to
Do
share
you understand
a,
it?
A little bit. Depends on how
make
you're
it a little clear either by calling me or make it clear on the say I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
Thank you though.
I wanted to share a BQ so deep I can't answer it. How much do you need to live comfortably? Love you guys and thank you again.
Thank you for your support. I hope you find the answer. Amazing.
Truth for Jesus. What's wrong with the black woman? 80% overweight, 80% unmarried, mad at the world, bad attitudes, won't submit, not all but most. Thanks, Jesse. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
It's that anger, really. Anger. And it's so unfortunate. I'm using these words for conversation's sake. That human beings have been encouraged to be angry. You have been told that you can't function unless you have anger. Anger is a human emotion. That's true. It's human emotion, but human emotion is that of the devil, of evil, right? But anger is not, there's nothing good. Anger is 100% void of love. There's no love in anger. If you doubt me, look how people treat each other and they are angry. Are they treating each other with love? What's up? Amazing. Thank you.
Mio is a cute dog. Bill Lockwood is not his thoughts or body, says Mio.
Thank you, Mio. Amazing. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, Thank you, Jesse. Been a member for 3 months on JLP channel.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse and the Gentlemen of Bond. By the grace of God, I have no need for the I Thought apps of anger, ego, or anxiety anymore. Love y'all.
The I Thought is something else. They are always there. I this and I that and I this. And I'm to this, or I'm to that, and I, what? Back in a moment. I mean, not back in a moment, but thank you.
Anthony, good morning, JLPs. Clear blue skies, northeastern PA, negative 50 here. Or maybe it's 50 here. Probably 50, not negative 50. But 50's freezing.
I can feel it now. What now?
It's freezing something.
That's why I didn't want to say one of the primary reasons, but not the only. The reason I didn't want to stay in Gary, Indiana. It was too cold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the? Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks again, Mike Young, for your question to Bill on the government shutdown.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Fazul, Mamdani's speech was a calm to jihadists. I see it, says Fazul. Maybe a communication to jihadists.
It's amazing to me, like I was saying to Bill, asked the question, if we are a Christian nation, why is it so easy for some other religion can come into our country and conquer us? Like the Allah Abba religion, they have made it clear that Christians and Jews are infidels and do whatever you can to conquer them, pretend to be friends, pretend that you want to care for them and care about them as a socialist. They are pretending, and they're conquering the Christian country. That's mind-blowing to me. Amazing. Thank you.
And XO Maryland XO, no message. Thank you.
Thank you, XO Maryland.
Another from Fazul, free buses in NYC will be rolling mental wards. Wow.
That's for sure.
Horror.
That's for sure. Amazing.
When men marry mama, says Fazul with yet another, they marry familiar pain. Facts.
Nice. Absolutely.
Kayla, BQA. Is it right or wrong?
Is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
There's no such thing as interpretation. All interpretations are from hell. Have a good day. BQA follow-up.
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And then she does a BQ answer follow-up.
Oh.
I don't know if it's right or wrong.
So what was the first part?
There's no such thing, and all are from hell. And then she doesn't know if it's right or wrong.
So now I'm confused.
I know. Me too.
What now?
Typical woman confusing everybody else and herself.
But thanks for the confusion.
Shout out.
Thank you.
I like my confusion with coffee.
I put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Someone bought three coffees. I missed the assignment for the week and was wondering what it is. There is no new assignment necessarily, don't think.
No, that was not a new assignment for this week.
Right.
Yeah.
But thank you, someone. You can check out The Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, rebuildingtheman.com/church notes. For the prior assignments.
Amazing.
Five from Eric. Jesse, are I thoughts the only sin? Going unconscious by attaching an identity is to I, observer to judge, objective to subjective? Asks Eric.
I don't understand that question. You use a lot of big old white words.
I know.
You made it, the question so difficult I can't respond.
But
thank you.
Dropping that part, is the I thoughts the only sin, asks Eric.
But who said it was a sin?
Nobody.
So I don't know. I don't even understand that part. What do you mean, is this the only sin?
Okay.
But thank you. Make it clear. I can't.
I do. I understand the white words, but I don't know the answer.
Oh, okay. So you I understand can't all the other stuff?
Yeah, I understand the white words.
He white. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Eric. Steven, with a flying pear with a cape and gloves and headband and leaf attached to this stem. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen. For your sticker. I got to stop there. Hey,
we'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
I appreciate it. We'll come back to that. I appreciate it. Let me go to first-time caller out of New York, Anthony, out of New York. Anthony, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Nice to talk to you. Big fan.
Thank you, Anthony.
So I just had a few questions for you, and I just tuned into your show. I'm not sure if I'm kind of off topic here, but I have some mixed relatives, and their side really don't care for my side of the family. I'm a white guy. I keep hearing this thing about black people having no culture, black people food being compared to bologna sandwiches and stuff like that. But I'm not hearing like chicken marsala or any of the good cuisine we have. There's just a general dislike that's going on nowadays. I want to know where it's coming from. But more importantly, I'm hearing things like blacks saying that they're the original Hebrew people in the Bible, the black Israelites, but they're also Egyptian kings. They were in America before the transatlantic slave trade. They're also Native Americans. And I recently just had a Facebook comment saying that they were the true Romans. Could you help me figure out where this line of logic is coming from?
Are you white?
Have you heard of it? I am. My family were Sicilian immigrants. Yeah.
When you say you're a mixed family, what do you mean by a mixed family?
So my sister and my nephews are black. My sister-in-law, my brother, their family is, we lived with them down in Daytona, Florida. And my nephews seem to be like a little confused on the
your
white
sister,
and black thing.
You say your sister's black?
My sister's white.
Oh, but
her kids are their father's black is they're in our family.
Oh,
their
I side, see.
Oh,
okay. Why does those things what they have said are saying? You say that they say. Why does that concern you at all? Why not? Why do you pay any attention to any of that? Because you know it's insane. Why do you pay any attention to it?
I feel personally attacked, and I can't necessarily disown these people, and I worry about my nephews starting to be indoctrinated a little.
Oh, and how are you personally attacked in that way?
I guess personally not. I just feel like as a white guy, I am.
How?
When we say whites have no culture, they have, you know, everything was stolen. I just don't know how to not be affected by that.
But how, I don't understand how you, and I understand the question you're asking, but I don't know why, just because someone says something about the food or whatever, white people or whatever, why do you even think about what they say that you feel personally attacked? You know what they're saying is not true, but why do you take it personally?
That's a good question. You're making me realize I shouldn't. So I feel you there now.
But you didn't answer.
That.
I asked why.
Okay.
That was a question.
I don't know. I'm starting I don't understand if it's coming from a place. Are they trying to educate me otherwise? Are they trying? What's the point of them saying it around me to me? Am I supposed to believe I owe them something? Am I supposed to feel bad?
Do you think you should feel anything or even think about it? That's what I'm trying to understand. Those are just what somebody else saying, what they think. It has nothing to do with you. Why do you feel any obligation to it in any form or fashion?
That's a good question. I don't know if I have a good answer for that, Jesse.
But then, why don't you? I mean, why don't you have an answer since you say you're feeling that way?
I'm sorry.
Can you hold for a minute?
Sure.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report, at 9 a.m. E-White, the guy with the good hair, on fire, not afraid. And after the Hake Report, the American anchor baby, energy given to him by God. All the energy that Trump didn't get, the anchor baby has it from God. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse. That is amazing. And I believe, I may be wrong, so I may have to retake this back. There may be a brand new episode of Punchy's TV today. Punchy TV today at 2 p.m. Normally it's in my package, but I didn't see it there today. Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV today. At 2 p.m. Pacific time. And make a donation to Bond. We need your support. Go and make a donation. I appreciate it. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. I realize I have to remind y'all now. Isn't that amazing? And also, you can mail it in if you like. Make a check a money order out to Bond. Send it to P.O. Box, Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And, or you can use the scan QR code to support Bond. The scanned QR code to support Bond. Thank you all. All right. We got bills to pay. It takes money to do this stuff. And I appreciate it. And I know I have to remind you, some of you say, oh, I'm so sorry you helped me. And it just never occurred to me to donate. What the? So, donate. I want to go back to Anthony, a first-time caller out of New York. Anthony, according to Anthony, his sister's married to a black guy, and now they're talking all this black mess. Anthony being affected by it, and his sister has a couple of kids by this guy. He's concerned about them as well. So, Anthony, I asked a question. I believe I forgot exactly what it was. Why are you being affected, period?
Yeah, I was thinking about that question when I was on hold a little bit. I guess I'm not. The disagreements. My sister knows how I feel about it, and there just seems to be a schism in it. I think it's a silly thing. Maybe I'm being selfish, but I just don't want my nephews to take those kind of views, and maybe that isn't affecting me personally. I just don't want there to be any sort of
if the kid is belong to your sister's husband and your sister, why are you concerned about what happened to them?
Well, I care about them.
What do you mean you care about them?
Well, like my sister, I love my sister. I love my nephew. I would if some negative things happened to them, I sure would care.
Why?
I don't have a good answer, but they're in my family. I love them.
But if you love them, you let them go. Why would you care? They're not your children. They belong to somebody else, and that's what they want the children to have and hear and learn. Why do you care at all? They're not your children. They belong to someone else. Why does it bother you one iota?
I see what you're getting at, yeah.
No, that was a question.
Oh, why do I get... I think it just personally bothers me.
Why?
I guess I feel attacked by it. I think it's... I think all that shit is very... I think all that is very stupid and targeted.
People have a right to...
Anybody who's white.
People have a right to be stupid, but you don't have a right to be bothered by it. That's them. It has nothing to do with you. They have a right to be stupid. They have a right to be miserable. They have a right to whatever they want to do with the gift of life that God gave them. But you are responsible for your life, and you're not going to be able to take care of you very well as long as you're concerned about somebody else's life.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
So why don't you drop it?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try my best to do that.
But why don't you?
I will, thank you.
Do you know how to drop it?
I'm going to figure it out.
You want me to tell you how?
Yes, please.
Stop thinking about it.
Okay.
Who are you?
I'm just someone to try to get by in life, do better for myself, and everyone around me.
Doing now?
Just trying to get through life. I'm just someone who just works, you know, pays my bills, just trying to move forward in life with as little negativity as possible.
Okay, you told me what you're trying to do, but who are you?
I don't really understand how to answer that, does it?
Why not?
Well, if we're assuming I'm not what I try to do, I don't know how to give you an alternative answer to that. I'm a person that lives in upstate New York who, you know, tries to care for his family and lead by example and not let things affect them.
So you told me where you live, you're trying to protect your family and all that, but what is it like not knowing who you are?
Not very good.
I'm sorry?
What was the question?
What is it like living and not know, being alive, but not knowing who you are?
What is it like? It doesn't feel very good.
I'm sorry?
I said, if you ask me, what is it like being that way? I said, it doesn't feel very good.
So why don't you, and why doesn't it feel good?
I'm not sure.
So rather than looking at your sister and her husband and their children and all that mess, why don't you forget about the world and work on you to define out who you are? Why not put your eyes on you?
I understand.
No, that was a question.
Why don't I? I think what you're saying is correct. I think I'm going to do that. Why I don't? I think I'm just getting caught up in the how I personally feel about those things that they say. I think I'm just being misdirected by it. In other words, I'm letting it affect me when I shouldn't.
Have you ever, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but have you heard me say to work on yourself if you want to be free?
Yes, I have heard you say that.
Have you heard me say you need to forgive your mother and father, especially your mother?
Yes.
Have you done that?
Not as much as I would have liked, no.
Have you done that?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
You don't know why you have not gone and forgiven her?
Not in particular, not really, no.
What do you think about the idea of working on yourself? Take your eyes off everybody else. Let them live and say and act and be whatever they want to be. That's their world. And work on you. What do you think about the idea of just working on you and forget about the world?
I think that's sounds correct. I think that's the proper way to go.
So why don't you do it then?
I think I'm going to.
But why have you done it? If you've heard me say this before, why have you? And I'm asking this because I want to understand why. How do people expect to receive the gift of being at perfect peace if they don't work on themselves? Why have you done that?
I don't have a good answer for that.
Oh, okay. Well, I suggest, Anthony, if you want to be whole, if you want to know who you are, you got to start working on yourself, seeing who you're not. And when you see clearly who you're not, and you will if you work on it, when you see clearly who you're not, you will know who you are, and it will be amazing. But you got to start working on you. Forget about your sister, her family, what they're into, their mess. Let them live the life they want to live. They want to be miserable. Leave them in misery. Just don't judge them. Wish them well in their misery. And you, did you say you were married with your own family?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not married? No children?
No children.
Oh, okay. Well, just work on you. That's perfect. Work on you. So you could be in control of your own world and let everybody else live and do what they want in their world. That's what God does. God doesn't interfere with anyone. He let you, he gave you the life, the gift of life. It's a gift from him, and he lets you do whatever you want with it. He's not going to, he doesn't bother you about it. So you shouldn't bother right. others about how they want to live.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, yeah. I guess I just was being, I was focused on things I shouldn't have been. I see that.
Yeah. And that's what all ego people do. They take their eyes off themselves and pretend that they have a good world and judge everybody else when they don't know what they're judged. When they join that to others, they're really joining it to themselves. They're miserable.
Right.
Go forgive your mama, man. And forgive your father
yeah, I've heard
for
that plenty of times. Yeah, yeah.
How old are you?
33.
And forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. Don't ask for you forgive them. They couldn't help it. Like you couldn't help yourself. Well, put your eyes on others and now you're miserable. They couldn't help themselves. Their mothers did it to them as well. And the father didn't protect them. Forgive your parents and God will forgive you. And you start to see who you're not. And eventually you will see who you are, and it will be amazing. You become whole. You become one person.
Okay.
Any question about that?
No.
All right. And as far as your sister, her family, you don't owe them nothing. You have no obligation to them. They have none to you. If you want to visit, fine. If you don't, fine. And they want to have this crazy conversation about all this, what the blacks are, what the blacks are this. Let them have it. People love their hell. God leave you in your hell. He leave you your lies. He leave you your ego until you're ready to overcome. So and if you don't want to be a part of the conversation, you don't have to be a part. Just don't be angry about it.
Yeah, that only affects me at the end of the day. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
100%.
Okay.
Now, you're not going to change their minds.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to do, too. You're right. Yeah.
You are. Yeah. You want them to see things you want the way you see it, and that's not even necessary.
Yeah, all it does is upset me.
Yeah. And you have a better chance of waking them up by not being concerned at all. But just don't judge them. Don't have any anger toward them. They can't help themselves. They're asleep and they can't see.
Right.
All right, Anthony. Let me know how it goes. Work on you and live your life and let everybody live the way they want to live. That's their world. You are responsible for your world. They are responsible for their own world, however they want to live it. That's on them. You live your life.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Wish you well.
Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Daniel, a first-time caller out of Massachusetts. Daniel, you are on the air.
Jesse, how we doing, brother?
All is well, Daniel.
Very good. I was going through YouTube, and I saw you live with the number, so I had to try and call just to say I love you, man. Appreciate everything you do. And while I was waiting, you know, I did think of something I could ask for help with.
Okay.
I've been like heavy, heavy, heavy alcoholic for like 15 years. I'm 35 right now, and I know I got to quit this or it's going to have me in the streets, you know?
Yeah.
You got any good advice for, you know?
Absolutely.
Keep my mind? Okay.
Number one. Drop the anger, and the alcohol will go away.
Yep.
And number two, never, ever, ever, ever again, if you really want to overcome this, never call yourself an alcoholic again. That's not who you are. That's what you do to escape your misery, but that's not who you are. You're not an alcoholic. It's what you do, but don't call yourself that. Because if you do, you're taking on another false identity, and it's keeping you away from the truth. It's keeping you away from God and keeping you away from the light. You're not an alcoholic, but you drop that anger. Have you heard me say to forgive your mother?
I have, yes.
Have you done that?
No.
And why not? Because that's why you're drinking. You have so much guilt for being angry, and that anger is separating you from God. So you're going to have to use something or somebody to try to make yourself feel better. Why haven't you forgiven your mother?
Well, I'm a pretty honest person, and you're pretty much close with everything. If not, you're hitting the nail right on the head. And why I haven't, I don't even know if it's the right thing to do, but you tell me it is, so it must be.
How will you be free of all the conflict you have? How can you be freed up from the darkness if you don't let the forgive so the light can forgive you and make you free? How else will you overcome that?
Well, I've tried a million other ways, and it hasn't worked.
It's not going to work. There's no other way. You cannot think your way out of this. You got to forgive. You got to drop that anger. So that
I believe you.
So God can forgive you. So why don't you forgive her?
Why don't I? Because I'm very mad at things I had to go through.
And what good has it done you at 30-something to be angry? What good has that done you?
Zero.
So why don't you drop it then, since it's not working, and you're right about it, it's done no good. Anger does you no good. It separates you from God. So if knowing that, why don't you go and forgive your mother? Because that's where it started. You got it from her.
Yes, you're correct.
So knowing that, why don't you go and forgive her, Daniel?
Why don't I? Like I said, I'll do that. You got my word, Jesse. I will do that within the next week.
But you and forgive and you, but you're not able to say why you have not done it.
Why I have not is because I can't drop the anger, how I felt, the things I had to go through for her not being there, my dad being in jail. You know, I went through a lot of stuff growing up.
Of course.
And why I haven't done it yet is because I'm still raged about it. The things I missed out on, the things I didn't get to do growing up.
Right.
You know?
But the rage is not going to leave until you forgive. There's no other way out of the rage.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. It's not like I hate them. You know,
but
I don't
hate
my
them.
Parents. I love my parents.
But rage is hatred. In love, there is no rage. There's no feelings and all that kind of stuff. But rage is anger, is hatred, is resentment, it's dark.
And I could say you're part right. Maybe I do have hate for them.
Yeah,
but
you do.
I also have love. I also have love for them.
So if you love them, go and forgive them. They can help themselves. Their mothers mess them up as well.
Yes.
If you love
you have my
them,
word.
Go
I'm going to do that this week, I'm going to work on dropping it.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. I appreciate you, Jesse, and I wanted to say thank you, man. I love what you do.
Thank you. And never call yourself an alcoholic again. That's what you do to try to run away from the rage. You want to feel better. But the alcohol is not going to do it.
I won't do that again.
Right,
I won't
buddy.
Say that anymore.
Let me know how it goes.
I appreciate you big time. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Cesar or Caesar, three coffees. I'm your puppet. Pull a string and I'll sing for you. I'm your puppet. Make me do right or make me do wrong. I'm your puppet. Thank you for your three coffees.
Thank you. Amazing.
I only know that song because of JLP and Anchor Baby.
Thank you.
King Alpha Nerd bought a coffee here again. Maze has a box of old newspaper cutouts of Trump's career path in the corner of her closet dating back to 1992. Oh, Lord, Maze, we love you madly.
Absolutely. Thank you, Maze. I mean, thank you. And right on, Maze.
Patient Riot. No, K-N-O-W, buddy, as in friend, cares. GL today, and God bless.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you for your support.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Mr. Pink Builds, who are you? Amazing how this one question gets people scrambling, looking for an identity. No one can answer because there isn't an answer. What the?
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
And we got to close out for this hour here.
Yeah.
We'll read the rest later.
One more hour to go. Quick. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores. And get Punchy's coffee.
some serious mess going on in the world. And that peace, that tender peace treaty or ceasefire thingy between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Right now, Israel dropped a bomb on them because they allegedly killed one of their guys and then tried to act like it was a hostage or something like that. And there has been more boat strikes or more news or talk about the boat strikes, you know, the alleged drug boats that Trump has been knocking out, to put it nicely, and other mess going on in the world and cleaning up of the mess by our greatest president, Trump. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, the 29th of October, AD 2025. And Manhood Hour is coming right up, guys. Manhood Hour, the third hour of every Wednesday show. There is one line open. You can call in, whether you're a man or a woman. Did you know? We even take women as callers during Manhood Hour. It sometimes happens. Some argue more often than not. So feel free to call in, ladies or gents, or even kids, if you have the proper permission. Nice. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby, and then today, 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, Punchy TV. Make sure you're following Punchy TV on YouTube. And you can also visit punchy.tv and watch all of the live streams as they are live, while they are live, okay? No replays on punchy.tv yet, okay? But you can watch them live and participate even in the live chat. It's chill. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reporting about the Gaza ceasefire less than 3 weeks ago. Israel unleashed a barrage of strikes on the enclave after accusing Hamas of violating the truce. Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, some of you argue he's not based, instructed the military to carry out powerful strikes on Tuesday, saying that Hamas had killed an Israeli soldier and then staged the discovery of a deceased hostage. But it was really an Israeli soldier that they killed, allegedly. The strikes killed at least 104 people. And hospital officials said that in Gaza, marking the deadliest day since the beginning of that so-called ceasefire, championed by our greatest president, Trump. Under the deal, Hamas was required to release all Israeli hostages, both living and dead, but has only returned 15 of the 28 bodies that remained in Gaza. And I think they're complaining that, some of these bodies are buried under the rubble, we don't know where they are, and stuff like that. They only had numbers, they didn't have names of these people, is what I heard, and they're not necessarily the most organized people, it's not like they're Germans or something. Anyway, boat strikes. The U.S. military carried out another round of deadly strikes targeting alleged drug trafficking boats, this time in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. Wow, interesting. Eastern Pacific. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said that U.S. forces launched 3 strikes Monday. Wow, hitting 4 boats with 3 strikes. Huh. And killing 14 people on board the vessels. Rest in peace. It marked the first time multiple strikes were conducted on the same day as part of the Trump administration's accelerating campaign against alleged maritime drug smuggling. So far, the operations have destroyed 14 boats and killed 57 people with 3 survivors. All right. There were some monkeys who escaped from an overturned truck and caused a wild traffic jam in a Mississippi highway. And I thought I saw on Drudge that they had herpes, or they were like being tested with, you know, trying to solve herpes or something like that. Don't ask me what that is. It could be like a cold sore, right? Or it could be something else. What a mess. And $4 trillion, that's the market value that Apple, far-left extremist Apple, topped this week, becoming only the 3rd publicly traded company to do so, to top $4 trillion, the value of its business. It's a little business. Apple joins fellow tech giants NVIDIA and Microsoft, both of which reached that milestone earlier this year. But a dollar is not even worth a dime anymore. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. It's Wednesday. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? A biblical question is an amazing question. And it's for only for those who want to know themselves. Men and women who want to know themselves. Know thyself. Know thyself. You'll be surprised what you'll find. Really. Know thyself. The beginning of eternal life is by knowing thyself. Really. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you can't just sit and watch the show, you got to move about doing something that's important, like making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, going to socialist schools or whatever. You could podcast, but you could still listen to the show on your phone as it is happening. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that you will have peace of mind. I got love and I've got joy. But most of all, I got the Holy Ghost. I thank God. He made it possible. Oh, thank you, Lord. He made it possible by calling 605-615-4131. On the listen line, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Wednesday. And for 35 years, we've been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So, and we work with women too. It is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male.
live right, be right, and lead the way.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, is set to run out of funding November 1st, putting more than 40 million people at risk of losing the food assistance benefits they rely on to feed their families.
That is a huge, huge number. The federal government needs to do its job and pay. They need to get open and pay the benefits.
Mama's coming, baby.
There is no local funding available to cover SNAP, which helps people with low income buy nutritious food.
One of you. This is what I pick, and this is what you pick.
I mean, in this day and age, especially, where the cost of everything is so high.
Mama's got your back. Mama's got your back, baby.
What the... I cannot believe that that many people late. We are taking care of over 40 million lazy people. No wonder you had to work overtime. What? Is that like, just think about that. How did that happen in America? Once upon a time in America, we knew not to take care of people. And that you destroy them when you take care of them. Meaning that even when you take, and they're not going to want to do for themselves. And then the longer you take care of them, and now you can't take care of them anymore, they want to fight. They want to hurt you. They'll steal it. You set them up to do that by taking care of them. When I was growing up, in Jim Crow law, quote unquote, for the blacks, when Jim called, y'all said Jim Crow was so bad. What the? Black people didn't take care of you. Your own family made you work as a kid. You had to go, you had to help around the house. You had to go out into the wood, cut down trees for the fireplace for the winter. You had to kill hogs at the end of the year to store up some meat for the fall. You have to feed the hogs, the chicken, the cow, plant cotton, peanut, watermelon, corn, and then you have to go and bring it in when it's time to bring. And then you go to school. You have to work, and they would tell you. They would hate a Nick and like, what the? You just Uber eat all that. What a beta way out, huh? They need to bring back plantation work. When I grow up, I'm going to start a plantation and bring it all back and let people see you feel so much better earning your way. You really do. Amazing, huh? I can't believe we take care of 40, over, according to a report, over 40 million lazy people. Amazing. But anyway, we need the good old days back. I want to bring real fast, because of time, Hake and Derek and Nick in again, my experts. I had started asked this question, and who is he talking to? Oh. He talking like that to himself out there? What the? Were those your glasses over there?
Yeah.
Were you wondering where were they?
Yeah.
You thought you lost them?
I didn't think those thoughts. The devil gave you those thoughts.
Oh, amazing. So my experts are here. My producer, an expert here on the Jesse Peterson Show, the host of the Hake Report, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Hake, experts here, and the host of the American Anchor Baby at 11 to 1 Pacific Time, an expert here. I asked the question, how do you deal with the, you remember the question, Hake?
Yeah, vaguely. How do you deal with the pounding eye thoughts?
And you say, how do you deal with the pounding eye thoughts?
I said that I cope. I find a way to cope.
And Dara said that you don't pray, you coping.
Terrible.
And how do you deal with the pounding eye thoughts, Derek?
I pray. I say, Lord, you see what's going on. Take it away. And I sort of do the silent prayer.
Yeah, you take them away?
Yeah.
The pounding our thoughts?
Yeah, they just vanish.
And what do you? How do you deal with it, Anchor Baby? The pounding high thoughts.
I have to know I'm doing it, and then I just stop. But I don't know. Kind of like tripping about myself, maybe.
Why?
I said I kind of like tripping about myself when I don't, if I'm not watching it.
You like tripping about yourself?
Maybe.
What does that mean?
Because you asked me how do I deal with the pounding eye thoughts, and I'm saying I got to know I'm doing that. I got to know that that's happening, and then I'll just stop. But then what about all the other times when I don't stop? I'm thinking I must like tripping about myself.
The persistent and pounding eye thoughts. What are the pounding eye thoughts for you, Hake?
Oh, boy. Punchy TV. Today. Nice. What'll promo. It be tomorrow? If I make it tomorrow, I don't know. Stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
You know, concerns about what's coming. Immediate horizon.
Okay. What are the pounding eye thoughts for you, Derek?
It's just worldly thoughts, making sure I have a lot of money, making sure if I do decide to get a wife, I have a wife in a good, you know, at the right time, meaning like before I turn like 30 and all that. because I think about my peers and I think about my brother and all those people who are close to getting babies. So I'm just like, you know, thinking about that stuff. It's just worldly stuff that really at the end of the day doesn't matter. It's just stuff like that. So money, babies, and
money, babies,
money
and babies.
Oh.
And, you know, just like houses and cars and things like that. So, you know, just the rich life.
Money, babies, girls.
Yeah, you know.
Money, babies, and cars.
Well, yeah.
The houses.
The wife is a baby, and then the babies are babies.
That's it.
That's.
I assume. I put that in there.
Yeah. I think I that's pretty
those pounding eye thoughts.
Yeah. That's honest. That's just honest.
And what are the pounding, persistent pounding eye thoughts we use? Anchor Baby.
Just thoughts of justification to try and summarize, like a constant need to try and justify what I'm doing, why I'm doing it. It's like, why am I doing this show? How should I do it right? What should I be speaking on? And it's really that. It's like a constant attempt to justify myself.
Amazing. And why do you have those at all, Hate? Why do you need them, and why do you have them?
I don't know if I need them. Why do I have them?
Yeah.
Because I don't know, it seems like that's what I got to deal with, so.
What the?
So why not worry about it? Not why not worry, but
he's gonna fall out the chair. You're so funny.
I know.
You have a UFO behind you.
He caught the first one.
What's a UFO?
Unidentified flying saucer. It disappeared behind the trees.
Flying saucer.
Oh, is that the thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, that's my answer. It's like a nasty habit.
So you have to have them?
Well, I don't know. I didn't think about whether I have to have them or not.
What?
I've heard that you don't have to worry.
Why do you have to have them? Why do you have them?
What do I have to have them?
Mm-hmm.
To feel secure. To flex in front of my friends. Those are the main two things.
So pounding, persistent thoughts make you feel secure, you say?
I thought you were asking why do I want those things.
And right. Why do you have to have those thoughts?
Oh, to feel secure and to flex.
So pounding, persistent thoughts make you feel secure?
In that sense,
they'll make me feel that way. Yeah, they can make me feel that way.
Oh, okay. And why do you have them? And I forgot how to put the question there.
Why do I have to have those thoughts?
Yeah.
Dude, interesting way of putting that question. And I think the answer to that is, I think the honest answer without rambling about other things is I have yet to find another way.
Oh.
Mm. I don't really feel that strongly about that statement, but I guess it's true. I should accept it, maybe. Because I feel like I found this bit of a different way, if you allow me to ramble. But if I want to just be clear on one answer, I guess it's I have not found another way.
What would happen if you never went with another I persistent thought? If you never went with I thought again, what would happen to you?
I think I'd stop being so silly, maybe.
Why do you think that?
Because it's silly what I'm doing with this other way. You're saying, why do I have to have the thoughts? I'm telling myself I haven't found another way. I have to figure things out in my head. But as I'm figuring things out, I'm acting quite silly in either overreacting or underreacting to the various things in my life. And that seems silly, sitting here now, thinking about it.
Amazing. What would happen if you never went with another I thought? Derek.
If I didn't have another I thought.
If you never went with another I thought, what would happen to you?
Well, I'd probably be sitting somewhere kind of, you know, blank in the face with, like, drool coming down my mouth. But I'm going to assume you mean take...
Don't assume.
All right, don't assume. Well, in a perfect world, I would focus on Christ and not myself. So I'd be at peace.
That's what would happen if you never went with another I thought.
Yeah.
So why don't you do that then?
Since oh, yeah,
you
I do
love
it.
Christ so much.
I do, but it's like it's only the Christ in me loving the Christ in others.
What?
That's really what it is. It's like because I'm not really capable of loving like how Christ loves because that type of love is real.
So what would happen to you if you never had another I thought?
I would.
If you never went along with another I thought, what would happen?
I would fill my mind up with the thoughts of Christ and my life would be perfect.
It's, how you know that?
Oh, because he's perfect and his way's right.
But how do you know that that's what will happen?
How do I know
you feel
that I would go to Christ? How do I know that? I'm just saying, in a perfect world, that's what I would do. If I don't go there, then I'm just drooling at the mouth, sitting in enigma.
Lobotomy. No thoughts is a lobotomy.
Yeah, that's like, it's either, you know, it's either or. So I'm choosing Christ.
This ain't Bible Thump for Thursday,
what? Well, you could talk about the Bible. It's fine. It doesn't have to be Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. One last thing that I got to move. What would happen, hey, if you never went along, we never went with another, I thought. I persistent, pounding thought.
I don't know.
Why don't you do it and see what happens?
I don't know why I don't do it and see what happens. I don't know if I can do it and see what happens.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it. It doesn't seem possible.
What doesn't seem possible?
Not to think of yourself.
How does not seem? You feel the same way? It doesn't seem possible not to think of yourself?
No, I don't think that way at all. It's definitely possible.
Well, how do you say it? Why you say it? How is it possible?
To not think about. Wait, when you say it's, what were you saying?
I was saying it doesn't seem possible not to think of yourself.
Oh,
at all.
Yeah, you do fall short. So
what?
So yeah. He agrees with me. It's not.
Yeah, I actually agree. Yeah.
Not that I'm saying it's not possible. I don't know if it's possible.
You say it doesn't seem possible not to think about yourself. And you agree with that?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem possible to not to think about yourself.
You can definitely go a while without thinking about yourself, but eventually you'll probably slip up, meaning you'll fall into your own ego, your own thoughts. But you have to draw back to God. That's the most important thing, is the drawback. So
what does that mean?
Meaning from here until my death date, I will be struggling between, you know, trusting myself and trusting God. Deep.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. What would happen, Anchor Baby, if you didn't go with?
You already asked,
you
me,
asked
that.
Me.
Oh, what did I? Oh, I already asked him.
Yeah, ask him if it seems possible.
What?
Ask him if it seems possible.
What?
To not to think of the eye.
Does it? Is it possible for you not to think of the eye anymore?
I it seems possible to me. I'll say why. It seems possible because I've seen myself, which this is a strange statement about to say. I've seen myself thinking about myself. Like, I've seen that.
Oh, okay.
And when I do, that's, it's already different in that moment. So, I mean, I've just seen that. I've had that experience.
And who
are
you?
So it seems possible.
Who are you?
I'm nobody. I'm sorry. I'm just shaking. I can help myself. I'm a trickster. Pranks.
Who are you, Derek?
Derek, the child of God.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
So your name is Derek and you belong
Here
to
we
God.
Go.
But who are you?
Nothing more than that. I think, you know, I've got character traits, but who I am, I'm the new identity that Christ says I am, you know, the perfected being. That's who I am. Nothing
See
more, nothing less.
They communicate.
Yeah.
The Christian community is so crazy, it's not even funny.
It's not crazy. It's even though it might sound crazy because it's not really worldly.
You're not communicating, man.
It is communicating. That's how we should really talk. Not, you know,
how do
scripture
you
for scripture,
quote
but
scriptures?
Because that's me taking myself out of the equation and truly putting God first, right? Okay.
And what was the question?
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure because, like, I definitely react like this is, like, I know this is me.
So if you're not sure who you are, how do you know the I thoughts are about you?
Well, I'm not thinking that I'm not sure when the I thoughts are about, when I'm thinking that the I thoughts are about me. I'm not thinking that, oh, I'm not sure this is really me feeling this. I'm not thinking that. You just cornered me, and that's when I kind of guess that I'm not sure that that's, but I'm thinking that's kind of me.
How do you,
stressing me out.
And who are you again?
I'm Derek, the child of God.
How do you know that our thoughts are about you? Since you don't know who you are.
Because they contradict the word. That's how I truly know.
What?
Because they contradict the word.
What do you
and,
mean?
Meaning, when I compare my goodness compared to what God says is good, you know, I always fall short, or there's always some type of a contradiction. So that lets me know, oh, yeah, I'm evil because, and it even says it that my heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. So, and my thoughts aren't his. So that just lets me know, hey, I need to, you know, consume more of the word and see what God's standard is.
Are
and,
you joking right now?
No, I'm telling the truth. I'm serious because it's like that's how I base things. It's the only way to.
Anchor Baby, if you say you're nobody or nothing, whatever you said.
Don't hold me to that.
How do you know that our thoughts are about you?
How do I know they're about me?
Why do you think they're about you if you're nobody?
Well, like I said, don't hold me to that statement about being nobody. But, yeah, I don't think I would really know that because it does seem like the thoughts are about me. It seems like that to me.
I want to encourage you guys, do this and see what happens. Never go with another I thought and watch you disappear. What do you think about that, Hake?
That sounds encouraging.
Are you going to do it? Because you never do the homework. So you see it on Sunday. Assignments. Never go along with another I thought. And most human beings are afraid not to go with those I thoughts they get because they're afraid to disappear. Who would I be if I don't think? Who would I be if there's no I, me?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and I think not taking it too literal is pretty important, too, because it's like I have to eat, I have to get dressed, I have to file my taxes, things like that, I guess.
Those
they're
are
practical
physical things.
Yeah. But as far as like...
I'm talking about the psychological... mental things.
Maybe saying like, oh, I'm in love with this person or I hate this person, kind of like that, when you think about it like that.
That's a part of it. Yeah.
That's a part of it.
That's a part of the I thought.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay, okay.
Too literally,
yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, he said don't take it too literal, but you're supposed to use an adverb, not an adjective.
He black.
So you use the L-Y. At the end of literally.
He went to the same black university that Josh from Georgia went to.
No, I don't think that's true. I don't know where he went. I think he went to Lane College. Yeah, I think he went to Lane.
And but, you went to a black college, right?
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Okay.
Spiritually, it's the same place.
Let me think. I'm trying to see where I can poke a hole in that.
Why?
Poke a hole in what?
In the argument.
What argument?
Now thinking about I.
Never go think about you again. Never go along with I thought again and see what happens.
Yeah,
because
they're
going to try to make you go along with them.
Not a single one?
Now that I encourage you not to go along with them, they're going to force you to go along with them. They're not going to allow you to stop.
I put on my calendar some weeks ago to do this. So,
how you been doing that?
No, I meant to do it, but
I meant to.
Is a to-do list. Commit to a week of no, or was that a month ago? Was that a year ago?
Okay, so no more I thoughts. So, I guess if we were to dive deeper, would it be? If there are no more I thoughts, then what thoughts should there be instead of no I? Who should we focus on?
Why don't you give it a try and see?
Give it a, all right.
Why don't you do it and see?
I'm going to be drooling at the mouth. All right. No I. All right. Okay.
All right. Super chat.
Sweet.
Super chat. Super
chat.
Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. 5 coffees. Biblical question, is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
Yes.
It's wrong. You should just see, not think. Thinking is only distorting reality, adding filters and false layers, says Stephen. Wish y'all well.
Thank you, Stephen. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Hannes, a pithy one today. Quite thanks, Hans.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank
amazing.
You, Nick... Over on Rumble with the Rumble Rant. Satan has destroyed Christian men through unhealthy diet, leading to laziness, sluts, toys, sports, and willpower, which allows the floodgates for foreigners to take over. Ultimately, it's the individual, says Nick LeBoy.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on the D-Live crew, Games for Rec, Aries One, Groovy Monkey, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of y'all supporters. Thanks, as always.
Shout out. Thank you all.
Shout out, too, to Jules Verne, Old Saucy, and the rest of the supporters over on the Rumble crew, as well as the YouTube monthly subscriber supporters. And thanks, guys. We'll have to read the rest later. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Appreciate it. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and Scratch Off on Peel. When I come back, straight to your calls and more of your Super Chats. Back in a moment. I notice after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business, but because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. There's a Halloween sale on cameos, shout outs by way of cameo, and I do them for you. There's a sale going on all this week. It ends on Friday. So for personal shout outs, get them in if you want the discount, if you want them on the sale. Go for birthday shout-outs, wedding, anniversary, congratulations, encouragement, whatever the shout-out is, between now and Friday, you can. There's a sale on them. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Check out the merch. Amazing merch. All kinds of mugs and T-shirts and coffee, Punchy's coffee, and all type of stuff there at jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or rebuildingtheman.stores, rebuildingtheman.com/stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. And every dime we get from the merch go back into getting this work done. And take money. And I want to encourage you to donate to my nonprofit. It's tax deductible. You'll get it back at the end of the year. And at the same time, you're helping us to help others. Thank you in advance. At RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Let me go to the busy phones. Let me go to Kevin out of Indiana. Kevin, you are on the air.
Thanks, Jesse. I'm driving. Sorry about that. I'm in Ohio now. I'm a truck driver.
Okay, right on. Go ahead.
Well, I heard you when I first came on the program. I kind of caught it in the middle, and I heard you saying to let go of the anger. And that all anger separates from God. And I was like, I seem to remember that Jesus had righteous anger. And he cleared the money changers from the temple. And so, I mean, in anger and service to God will not separate from God. I don't know that we can have righteous anger.
And
Jesus is Jesus.
And do you have righteous anger?
I do have a deep-seated disgust with the world and the way that my Father in heaven, I don't know, sees it. I mean, that sees the world, that sees
Do you have righteous anger?
I believe that's what I'm describing, yeah.
And you think that that's the type of anger that Jesus had?
Yes. I mean, what I'm saying is that I think it could be a motivation for men to act.
You can act unless you have anger?
No, but I believe that they're, about what's right, to see what's right, and be motivated to change it. It's a righteous, maybe it's even a gift from God, this righteous, maybe it's fervor. Maybe the word I'm looking for is fervor. Maybe it's not anger.
Do you believe, so you think you have a right to be angry at not what's right?
Well, as a motivator to change what's wrong.
Do you believe you have a right to be angry at not what's right?
Yeah, I mean, I was acknowledging yes, and then adding to saying that it can be motivating. Yeah.
And how do you know what's right or not what's right? How do you know what's not right?
God said He rooted on our hearts. I mean,
how do you know what's not right?
I mean, you're talking about it today. The eye. I mean, every sin, I believe, is selfish. It's, I think it goes right along with your message, to be honest.
But how do you know what's not right?
Well, I mean, I said that God wrote it on our hearts. I also read the Bible, so that I see what's in the world, and I compare it to those.
And what is not right? Verses. Give me an example of what's not right.
I mean, people believing they're in the wrong body. I mean, people that, I mean, we it's all around us all the time. It's putting yourself.
Give me an example of what's not right.
There's too many. Like, I think that.
Give me. I understand one, it's too hard. Many, but give me one.
But why no? My brain doesn't want to stick on what I'm trying to think of. Lying, stealing.
You saying it's not right to lie?
No, it's not right to lie.
And why do you say it's not right to lie?
Because you shouldn't bear false witness. It's in the Bible.
And so if you were married and someone was chasing your wife down the road, she ran into the house and hid under the bed, and they came in to kill your wife, and they asked you, is she under the bed? You would tell them yes, or would you lie?
I wouldn't say anything. I'd fight.
So if they say your wife is in this house or under the bed anywhere, you wouldn't say anything?
I would fight. I wouldn't have to say anything. I would fight to save her. I wouldn't answer their question.
You would not answer the question. How about if they have the gun on you, you can't fight, and all they want to do is kill your wife, would you say she's under the bed?
I shouldn't lie. I guess I don't know if that's a lie.
Would you say she's under the bed?
No.
What would you say?
I wouldn't answer.
But you would have to answer because they have a gun on you. You can't fight.
If I had to answer.
Yeah. What would you say if they ask? And they're not going to look under the bed, but they're going to ask you, "Is she under the bed hiding?" What would you say?
Well, I mean, I would have to say no then.
Would you be lying?
But it would be to save someone else's life, and God said the greatest thing.
Would you be lying?
In service to another. Yeah, I mean, technically, I suppose it would.
But you said it wasn't right to lie.
You write all the time. I'm not Jesus.
But you said it's not right to lie. You said somebody going against something. But if it's not right to lie, why would you lie about that?
Because I'm carnal. Because because I'm caught between this world.
So what now?
And another. It's hard for me to think heavenly. Like maybe I should not lie and tell and lose my wife because she's going to heaven to be with God. That's
but you
not,
said that
it's,
it's
I don't
not
think
right
like
to lie because it does something to God or something like that. But if it's not right to lie, why would you tell them that, well, yeah, she's in there under the bed?
I wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. I don't think I could. I don't think I could tell them that. I don't think I could tell she's under the bed.
You would not tell them that, yes, she's under the bed hiding?
I couldn't, I don't think I could.
But you would have to lie then, right?
Yeah, and I would be wrong. Technically,
but,
I mean,
but how would you be wrong for lying about that?
Because it's wrong to lie.
I'm sorry?
Because it's wrong to lie.
So you think you, but you would lie, right?
Yeah, I would sin, yeah. To save my wife.
But which is most important to you, saving your wife or pleasing God?
Yeah, I'd say you're pointing out that my priorities are probably a little messed up there. To an earthly being, I would have allegiance to over someone that over God, which you always act like you say you're dumb, but I think there might be a wisdom seated deep within your soul, Jesse.
You said that it's wrong to lie because of what? I forgot what you said about it in the beginning.
Bear false witness.
Oh.
And bear false witness.
And what does it mean to bear false witness?
To say something that isn't true.
But then you're going to lie and say your wife is not under the bed. That's not true. You're going to bear false witness.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. So maybe
I'm not saying I can do it right all the time. I'm not Jesus, Jesse. I'm not Jesus.
And what does that mean, you're not Jesus?
That means I fall short.
Of what?
I mean, of perfection.
And who are you?
I'm a father, a husband, and a grandfather, and a truck driver, and a property owner, and a lover, and hopefully not a fighter, but I want to do it right. I may be getting it wrong sometimes, but I'm trying to get it right.
So you told me what you have and who you have grandchildren, you have children, you have property, you're a lover, but you didn't tell me who you are. You told me what you do and what you have.
I told you who I am. I embodied those things.
So are you your grandchildren?
No, I'm a grandfather.
Are you a father?
I am a
that's
father.
That's who you are? Or that's what you, because you have children, that's what you have. Is that who you are?
Well, you are what you do. And I think that.
You say you are what you do?
Oh, definitely.
How you are what you do? What does that mean? So I pick cotton. Am I cotton?
You can lie and I know you're someone who picks cotton.
But so you someone who drive a truck. So how is that making you how you are what you do if this is what you do?
I'm all those things.
How can you be all those things? Where do you get that from?
Well, from what I do.
But where do you get that from? That
at least that's how I.
What made you?
At least that's how I see it.
Who told you to identify with what you do?
I thought it'd be the simplest way to identify myself.
Well, how did you come up with that idea?
You're like that annoying 3-year-old that just keeps going, why? Why? And then by the end of the conversation, you question who the hell you are and what you're doing and what you're doing. Like, it's like there was a comedy guy who was like, he was like, I don't know myself. What? It's horrible that I listened to him. I believe it was like 3 days. That's I probably should do that. List the Louis C.K. That's embarrassing.
Did Christ identify with what he did?
I think he. I mean, he did. He says he's the Son of God. I mean, that was.
Did
one
he
of the,
ever
one
identify with what he did? When he rode the donkey to another town, was he the donkey?
No, that's, but he was a traveler.
So why
do
you identify with what you do and what you have?
Well, I mean, I said child of God. I also, said grandfather because those are my roles in life.
Are your roles, but that's not what you do. That's not who you are.
So is it more complicated than I'm thinking it is, or is it way easier?
It's way easier. You don't know who you are because you've identified with everything that you're not. You're not your job. You're not your grandchildren. You're not your children. You're not your... none of the things that you have named say that you are. That's a horrible way to live, thinking that you are what you do. Let's say that you didn't have children, and you didn't have grandchildren, and you didn't have a job, and you didn't have it. Who would you be then?
A fisherman. Got to be just fishing all the time.
What?
I said, well, if I got to identify the same way, it would be someone else. It would be a fisherman. Because I'd be fishing all the time.
That's amazing.
I don't know. That's interesting that you asked that question because, I mean, that it's interesting that it's not easy to answer that question. Yes, that's the way.
And the reason it's not easy to answer because you have so many false identities. You don't know who you are. You're forgotten. You lost who you are. And you're taking on all these other false identities. Why don't you die away from those?
Well, I don't think that I'm not those things still. I mean, like,
what would happen if you stopped thinking that you are those things? What would happen to you?
I'd probably take on another role and I get too much time on my hands. I'd take on another role.
Why don't you stop thinking that you are any of those things and see what happens? Why don't you stop identifying with false identities and see what happens?
Well, I mean, I do my best to love and be a part of my family's life, and I mean that's the things that I do because of who I am. So who is that?
But you don't have love, so you don't love your family. You don't even know who you are. How can you have love? Yeah, the things that you do for your family.
Well, you can't put it to words. Don't mean you're not somebody.
If the things you do for your family are about you, they're not about your family. But I promise you, Kevin, when you discover who you are, everything you do would never be about you. It would never be about you, and it would be amazing.
But that's not about who I am here. That's about who I am eternally. And
what did that mean?
That is amazing. I think we're blinded by what we see here. I mean, this the carnal world. We have all of our senses are pounding our brains with these.
So why don't you overcome that? If that's true, why don't you overcome
that? I think that's true.
Fascinating
conversation.
Why don't you overcome it?
You pretend like it's, I mean, I, okay, how easy is that? I'm not saying it's impossible, but I mean, how many people are you going to find that overcome those things?
What that has to do with you?
I just mean that it's hard. I say that.
How do you know it's hard? You never tried.
Well, I didn't hear one person that said they knew who they were.
What do they have to do with you, though? And why don't you try?
Well, obviously, we compare ourselves to everyone.
But why are you doing that?
Everybody does it.
You compare yourself to a truck driver, to a husband, to a daddy, to a grandbaby. Now you compare yourself to other people, too? How many identities do you have? What the?
I don't, I think I'm just one identity.
So why you identify with everybody else then?
I think I need to give that answer some thought. Yes, I thought it was easy to answer, but it isn't.
Well, I suggest do what you want. Work on yourself so you can find out who you get to know who you're not so you can know who you are.
I mean, I heard you say that today. I didn't think it would pertain to me, but I guess here I am. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Work on you. Find out who you're not. Know thyself. Know who you're not. And I promise you, you will come to know who you are.
Thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well.
Have a good day.
All right. Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Kayla out of East Los Angeles. Kayla, you are on the air.
What the?
What the?
Hey, ladies. Jesse, how's it going?
All is well.
I haven't watched your show because I had school.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
What kind of school? Are you in college?
I'm in college, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. How's it going?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm taking this political science class, and there's nothing but Democrats in there.
And how do you know?
Because they're all anti-Trump. And I could see the evil in their hearts and in their faces.
They bring it up. They sing in class that they're anti-Trump.
They're very anti-Trump. It's a government class. And
do they say I'm trying to ask, just for understanding purpose, do they say in class, I'm a Democrat?
No, but they imply it by just, like, on their views, you know? Like, they call Trump the orange man and that he has, like, felonies and this and that.
And they say all that during the class?
Yeah, during the class.
Oh,
very
okay.
Evil.
Are there other conservatives in your class room?
I doubt it.
But so you're the only one?
I think I'm the only one in there that's pretty conservative and pretty sane.
But how do you know? They may be quiet as you are.
Right. No, that's true.
Are you going to school for political side? You gonna be a politician?
Not really. I want to do something else, but I can't really say it.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Out loud.
All right. Just, but anyway, because of time, you call about what? Go ahead.
ICE raids. Obviously, they're very anti-ICE in my school. I'm not gonna say what school I go to.
Right.
But I feel like, I mean, I don't understand why they get so offended if they wave the Mexican flag. Obviously, I'm Mexican. But, like, if you love Mexico so much, why would you get mad for being deported for a country that you love?
That's right. That's a good point.
Yeah, like, if you wave the Mexican flag and then they say, okay, go home, why are you going to get mad for that?
Rest my case. That's a very good point.
Like, I don't tie my identity to being Mexican because I am American and I live here. I love my home. I want my home to grow. I want to grow in my home, you know? And it's like, I feel Democrats are just regressing us. They have regressive mentality, you know? They're intolerant. They're taking away my freedom of expression. To say that I love ICE and I love Trump.
They're lost if they can't see, so forgive them. They were asleep, all right? Don't be angry at them. They can't help it.
They can't help it.
Right. Thank you, Kayla. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat. Super chat.
Nice. Over on YouTube, somebody's Walking Roscoe says Jesus had zeal for the Father's house, fulfilling prophecy from Psalm 69:9. Zeal is great energy and enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause. This is not anger. There is no righteous anger. I rest my case, says Walking Roscoe.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Lori,
amazing.
All thoughts are I thoughts, says Lori. So if I stop reacting to them, I would have a no-thinking life and be free, says she. I know this is possible because when I'm present, I am not thinking about myself. This is deep. Thanks, Jesse and Bondmen.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Thank you for your support. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. I want to encourage you to go and make a donation to Bond, right? We need support at rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-2663. To Brady out of Arizona, Tony out of California, Rick out of Maine, and a call that's coming in, and one just dropped. I'm out of time. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, Bible Thumper Thursday. Isn't that amazing? Look, there's a straight and narrow road you must travel in order to reach heaven. And it's up to you. You can sit in your misery or you can get on that road. You got to get there by yourself, whether you're married or not. Men and women, you can't take your husband. You can't take your wife. You can't take your children. You can't take daddy or mama. You got to travel this road alone, within, alone. And I promise you, if you stay with it and just stay with it, no matter what happens, because stuff going to happen along the way, you will not regret it. You really, really don't. Forgive your mothers and your fathers. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Get on that path and stay, no matter how difficult it is. And tomorrow I want to mention that for you, to you, too, about how rough it is. I hear that a lot. And a lot of people say, this is just, this is too hard. Hate remind me and dare remind me to deal with it being too hard to overcome. I got to deal with that because I'm hearing it all the time in counseling. And if you want counseling, go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Best counseling service ever. Take care, folks, and thanks for your support. Hate is coming up now, and then the Anchor Baby. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.